사두 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 Dharma friends, as I mentioned that earlier, today is a very special day because this is the Vesak day, the Vesak full moon day. Today it is very important that we learn a little bit of about our teacher, Supreme Buddha. That Supreme Buddha was born in the full moon day, Vesak full moon day, in May, month of May. He enlightened at Buddha Gaya in Vesak full moon day. He attained Parinibbana, or final passing away. It is in that Vesak full moon day. This is that actually wonderful and marvelous quality for the Buddha. When we learn that the qualities of the Buddha, the marvelous and wonderful qualities of the Buddha, we can develop our understanding of the Buddha. That is called, we are developing Buddhanusati meditation. So we understand the Buddha really well. And by understanding, we can develop that unshakable confidence in the Buddha. It is very important to understand these teachings that we have unshakable confidence. It is not a blind faith. It is that by understanding the qualities of the Buddha and we apply his teachings day to day and every moment in our life, we can see the result within ourselves. Then we can understand the qualities of the Buddha. So this is what Supreme Buddha said, and we can observe within our lives, and then Buddha actually that he achieved. So that is the importance of understanding our teacher. Now I thought of this is because of today, that is a very special day, Poya day, Vesak full moon day. So we should learn this sutta. This is in Majjhima Nikaya, Acharya Adbhuta Sutta. So wonderful and marvelous qualities of the Buddha. And you know, Majjhima Nikaya is middle length discourses. Buddha's teachings that documented all his teachings. And Anandabhante was the one for 25 years, Buddha became Buddha at the age of 35. He was a prince, and as soon as he was born, that his father, there were fortune tellers those days. They can observe the body signs, and there is a science, different science those days. By observing body signs, they can predict whom he will be. So then his father was a king, King Suddhodana. King Suddhodana invited all the Brahmins who was very clever in this science. They came to see the Buddha. So they observed the Buddha. At that time he was not the Buddha, it was Siddhartha. Or before he became Buddha. And they observed all these special signs, that all the ascetics, all the Brahmins, that they raised two fingers. Either he will be a wheel-turning monarch. So he's the one who, he will be the king for entire world. In past, there were some period, there was one king in this world, and that is called wheel turning monarch. We call King Sakviti. He is controlling entire world, but however, without any rockets, launchers, any nuclear weapons, without any army. But he had an army. But however, when he went to any area, their king, because of his power of the wisdom, he was very virtuous, and his merit was very up. very high. And their kings in that area, they used to give their kingdom. Okay, take my kingdom and control. But he said at that time, all the kings, that all the wheel-turning monarchs, and okay, you can control this area under my supervision, but follow 5 precepts. And follow 10 wholesome things. So this is the way that they control the world righteously. And they are called that wheel-turning monarch. Then what happened, that all these ascetics, they said, okay, your son will be wheel-turning monarch. Oh, your son will be the Buddha. Then father was a king, right? He wanted his son to be a king for entire world. And he asked that how he will be the king, the Buddha. Then they told him, he will see 4 signs. So 4 sign is that, he asked, which kind of 4 signs? He will see that old man. He will see sick man. And he will see dead body. And after that, he will see an ascetic. That time he will leave household life. He will leave the palace. And he will be an ascetic. He will be a monk. And after that, he will be the Buddha. Of course, his father did not like it. He wanted his son to be the king. A king for entire world. That is, he was very proud, you know, that... And he put all the necessary things to, you know, stop. He is going away from the palace and giving up all these luxurious things. When he was grown up, and actually that he removed all the older people from that area, and sick people and dead body, he put the law that, there shouldn't be any dead body inside the city. He was living very luxurious life, and he married at the age of 16 to a very beautiful girl called Yashodhara. And at the age of 16, both of them were the same age, and they were born the same day, and another king's family. And when he had 3 palaces. And Pramya, Suramya, Subha, winter time and also summer time, and other times, so he could stay in that 3 palaces. So when he was having very luxurious life with Yashodhara very happily, and so actually that all these out of all these Brahmin, and they predicted that. He will be the Buddha or wheel-turning monarch. Only one ascetic told that, they raised only one finger, he will be the Buddha for sure. He observed one thing. You must have seen that between eyebrows there is a fur, right? The Buddha. This usually the spiral, when you see from the front side, you can see that, I don't know with this one, you can see all the Buddha statues. The spiral, spiral into that fur, into right side. But Kondanja that time, that ascetic, he observed all these features, and he observed that one. He saw that fur spiraled into right side. If he was going to be a wheel-turning monarch, that will be spiraled into left side. But after observing all these things very carefully, he said, he will be the Buddha. Then his father put all the effort, stop going away from the palace, not to see all these 4 great signs. And he was living like 9 years. From at the age of 16, he married. So at the age of... 29, he left actually that few years. So, that altogether, that how many years? Like 12 years. until the age of 29. One day, when he was going for the pleasure garden to have a nice time with his charioteer Channa, he went there and he saw, all of a sudden, there was an old man. He surprised. He never saw that it's an old man. He asked Channa, who was that man? What happened to him? Then Channa explained to him, you know, this is an old man. Then he suddenly asked that, you will be older like this? Channa said, yes. And I will be older like this? Channa said, yes. And my father, my mother, my stepmother, my relatives, Yashodhara, and my all my relatives will be like that? Then Channa said, yes. Then he couldn't go to have a nice time in the garden, and he came to the palace. And his mind was going to find out the solution for aging, right? And then after that, he was asking all those things, and that time passed. Another day came, and his mind now is settled down a little bit. And he asked Channa, let's go again to have a nice time to the pleasure garden. And kings had those days a separate garden. If they want to go, that they can go there and they can enjoy. And again, when he was going there, he saw a sick man. And he haven't seen that any sick man. And he asked that, what happened to him? He was really, really sick. It's not like just like a cold or just a, you know, small fever, but he was shaking and he was very sick. And he asked, what happened to him? Then Channa said, he was sick. He asked, I'll be sick like this, and you will be sick like this, my mother, and my father, and Yashodhara, and you know, that all my relatives will be like that. So then Channa said, yes, we all will be sick. And he couldn't go to the pleasure garden. And he came back again. And then he was thinking deeply, what is the solution for this one? Then, after that, again another day, his mind a little bit settled down. He asked the questions from his stepmother, because his mother passed away after 7 days. And that is a phenomena anyway, that all the Buddhas, their mother will pass away because she has only karma just to live after Supreme Bodhisattva was born, only 7 days. That's phenomena for all the Buddhas. And that her sister was the stepmother. She is the one who looked after him, same like her own kid. Right, so she had own kids, that Nanda and another daughter, but she fed milk to Bodhisattva. And one day again, that when he went to have a nice time with Channa, on the way again he saw, this time he saw a dead body. He surprised and shocked. What happened to that man? He asked Channa. Channa said to him, you know, that my friend, that is the dead body. What is dead? That means that he is not anymore, he is going to live. He suddenly asked that, you are going to die like this? Because Channa was a very close friend to him, even though he was a charioteer. And yes, I will die one day. And I will die? Yes, you will die. And also my father, my mother, and Yashodhara, and all others, my relatives, my close friends. Then Channa said, yes, all will die one day. Then he never heard that the day. He couldn't go to the pleasure gardens. He came back. After he came to the palace, he was deeply thinking, what is the solution for this one? What is the solution for aging? What is the solution for sickness? What is the solution for death? This common problem to all of us. Then he discussed with even Yashodhara. So, you know that Princess Yashodhara, your skin will be that she was a beautiful woman those days in India. So your skin will be, you know, that older. I can see the wrinkles on your skin, and you will be sick, you will die. And all my fathers, my father, my mother, and all my relatives, and we will die. I had to find that solution. So what would be their response? Because they knew that this is going to be happen, because they wanted to stop, but they didn't like that. Another day, he decided, okay, that he settled down with his mind, and he was deeply thinking, but okay, let's go another day to have that nice time in the pleasure garden. And with the charioteer Channa, he left the household, his palace. On his way, he saw, now his mind is always disturbed in these three things. He saw an ascetic. He was very calm and quiet, and he was walking slowly, and he did not have any pain from anything. Then he was very, very happy when he observed that his face, the ascetic, he was very happy. And he asked Channa, who was that? Then Channa said, that is, he is an ascetic. Oh, maybe he is very happy. Maybe I like to be an ascetic too, because he was happy. Then he couldn't go, there's no point of having that pleasure, because we are suffering from aging, we are suffering from sickness, we are suffering from death. No point of having pleasure. They came, what is better? I was looking for the solution. Now I found the solution. Now, try to be an ascetic. He came to the palace. Then, when he was thinking, oh, I should be an ascetic. And the same day, when he was, you know, that, because they arranged some dancing, you know, that all the prince, they are own dancing team in the palace. They arranged musicians, and then that night he went to see that one, because usually that all the princes they used to go and see the dancing and they enjoy. That night he went because he was really disturbed his mind. When he was observing their dancing, his mind is always going to think about the ascetic, how fortunate he was, how calm he was, how happy he was. And he was deeply thinking about the ascetic. Then they are dancing, but he did not pay attention for their dancing and music. And he started to sleep. Then all the dancers, all the musicians, they thought, oh, our prince is sleeping. No point of, you know, we are playing and dancing. They start to sleep themselves. Right? They were sleeping. They fell on the ground and they start to sleep. And also they put their musical instrument aside and they start to sleep. And all of a sudden, in the midnight, he woke up. And he saw everywhere. He saw some people are, you know, that clenching their teeth. And they are dreaming. Their hair was very beautiful. Now his hair is everywhere. And they see that saliva was coming out from their mouth. And some dancers that they are shouting, they are dreaming and shouting. And it was like a hell. He saw that it was very beautiful earlier. Now he saw like a hell. He was totally disgusted at that one. And he did not want to stay anymore in that place. And when he came out of that one, Channa came and told him, you know, that Prince Siddhartha, you got a son. Wow, I got a son? That means the obstacle to leave the household life. He said, oh, Rahulu. That he said that Bandhanan Jato. So then he came and told Channa told his father, father advice, go and tell Prince Siddhartha and ask what, you know, listen what he is saying. He said, and Channa came and asked that King Suddhodana. Then he said that Rahulu. Then because of that reason, he decided to put the name for his son, Rahula. Right? Then he was, he did not want to stay anymore in the household life, because there's another bond is there. but he wanted to go away from that. And slowly he went to Sri Chan and told that, get ready, there was a horse called Kantaka. Kantaka was born in the same day, right? On the same day the Buddha was born. And get ready, Kantaka. And he got ready, Kantaka, I wanted to go away from the palace. And three of them, Kantaka, Channa, and Prince Siddhartha left, because he went to see his son, and Queen Yasodhara, they were sleeping together. If he's going to disturb, he knew that he won't be able to leave the house or life, the palace. He opened the house, or opened the room, and he saw they were sleeping. And he slowly closed the door, and he slowly went to Sri Chanda and get the horse Kantaka, both of them left the palace. That's what happened. Then after that, he became an ascetic. That Chanda told him, I cannot go without you, I will be the ascetic too. And he said, no, I will remove all these, I will give all my this valuable jewelry and my sword, and so please bring those things to my father. Then he informed him I became an ascetic, and he using his sword, he cut off his hair, and he became an ascetic. And his Channa started to go with Kantaka, and Kantaka, that he said, Kantaka, okay, you can go with Channa. Kantaka was very sad. The horse was very sad, and he did not want to go. And however, they were watching that Prince Siddhartha was moving slowly to the forest. At the time, they couldn't see them, and Kantaka couldn't bear that pain. He died. He fell and died. And this, all these things are in Sutta. You can read all those things. And then Channa came with all these his sword and jewelries, and gave to King Suddhodana. It took him that 7 days to come on foot. And that's what happened. That's called the great renunciation of Prince Siddhartha. After that, around 6 years, at the age of 29 up to 35, he did all the possible things. He was searching the solution for this one, and he couldn't find any teacher. And he went to different teachers, and he learned. But however, he went to two teachers, Uddhakara Alarakalam and Uddarakakaram Putta. But he found that all their teachings good for to attain the highest level of concentration, and after that, they will be born into that world. There's no solution for that, for the aging, death, and sickness. Then he left all those teachers, and he decided to follow that, give that very painful exertion, painful practices to his life. So painful practices is, those days, they have some kind of idea this way, all the ascetics. If somebody give painful exertion, that is the way, only one and only way, where we can understand the reality of this life. He took that path without any selection. He tried all those days, their painful exertion, because sometimes people used to meditate in the cold environment. He tried even very cold environment. People used to practice meditation in the very hot environment. He tried that one. And people used to practice that meditation without seeing any people. And he did that one. He went further into the forest without seeing any people. He ate only leaves, and he practiced meditation. He dived inside the water, and he practiced meditation. And he breathed in without breathing out. He practiced meditation. And also that after that, he stopped eating. He sat down on a root of a tree And he ate only the things you can find, all these things, leaves or any fruits from that tree, he reduced. He ate some small thing for a few days. He was totally, slowly, and reducing the food. And sometimes he ate his own stool, own excrement. And this is the way that he followed everything. Before he stopped eating, he went for alms round. Because they had tradition those days, if some pregnant woman came and offered the food, they don't accept that. If somebody offered him food above a dog, he did not accept that. Any death, if there's any funeral, they did not accept that. If they gave that the first portion of the food, they did not accept that. This kind of practices those days. And Prince Siddhartha practiced all these things up to highest level. Then among all ascetics, they knew as soon as they called Prince Siddhartha, oh, he was practicing the very highest level, highest austerities and high, painful exertion. Nobody could achieve that level. And when he stopped eating, and after that, he totally stopped eating. And he became merely a skeleton. When somebody can see that his ribs, and when he touches his ribs, he can touch his backbone. When he touches his backbone, he could touch the ribs. This kind of, he became merely skeleton. And remember that Konnanja, who said that he was the Buddha, they all together, five ascetics, they came to help him, and they were helping him. But however, when he stopped eating, he couldn't meditate anymore. And he fell. And he fainted. And he woke up again. He thought, I cannot meditate. I should start to eat something. He started to eat something. And all the five ascetics, they thought, who came to help them, oh, now Prince Siddhartha started to eat. That means he gave up that to be the Buddha. So then he's trying to be that again. He's accepting sensual pleasures. Maybe he's thinking about that his previous princehood. And all the five ascetics left him. But however, that Prince Siddhartha, he gained his own strength, because he was just a merely skeleton. And you can see that pictures, how that even if you go, we can go to those places. Even there are some statues made that to symbolize that his all this painful exertion, that self-mortification. And after that, he started to eat, and he developed that his strength. And one day he came under a banyan tree. Then that Sujata, there's another one, that very wealthy woman, she came and offered that milk rice, because she thought that Deva or deity for the tree was in a root of the tree. They were happily offered that milk rice. He ate that milk rice. He made 49 bowls of that milk rice. He ate one by one. So after that, he got that kusa grass. When he was coming, that he got the kusa grass, and he crossed the river, which is called Niranjana, and he went to that place, Buddha Gaya. He sat on the, that kusa grass, that is all the bunch they put all together, and watching the eastern side. And that day, he tried to meditate. And when he was meditating, he remembered when he was small, he practiced that breathing meditation. He practiced breathing meditation. Then when he was concentrating, when he was practicing meditation, so someone came to stop him. That was the Mara, who was the in charge of attaining enlightenment, who was in charge of the sensual pleasure, tried to stop him. But however, his merit, he collected in the past lives, merit, great merit, nobody could stop him. Then all, when he was concentrating and he could understand slowly that night, that Vesak full moon day, that he understood all these solutions for the problems, he became enlightened. Then he was the Buddha. Right? So then at the age of 35, he became the Buddha. So around 45 years, he preached his teaching from one place to another place. He was wandering and he was teaching. And like 25 years, the Anandamante, he memorized all those things. And also that another rest of the 20 years, Buddha taught him whatever the teaching he taught to others. And he memorized all these things, Anandamante. That's how we got all these teachings up to today. And after that, it was documented in Sri Lanka a long time ago. And our monks, then we have all these teachings, written all these teachings. So 18,000 suttas, 84,000 all the suttas including code of conduct, and most profound dhamma and sutta, all together 84,000 teachings. Then we are very fortunate to have all these teachings until today. But however, after 2500 years, all these things will vanish from this world. It is very rare to appear the Buddha in this world. After 2500 years, that all these relics will disappear, because you know that now Buddha attained Parinibbana. So his body was cremated, his relics, his bones were remained as relics. So still we have that relics. Buddha advised that please pay respect or all those things, that you can collect good karma. But still in this world we have that, you can see that stupa or shrine, and so you can worship those things. And Sri Lanka, there is a very big stupa. And after 2500 years, that all these things will disappear. That time, the Buddha's teaching will disappear in this world. The same thing happened to the previous Buddhas. When they attained Parinibbana, very short period of time, all their teachings disappeared from this world. The same thing will happen. Now we are fortunate, still we have that his teachings. We can learn his teachings. Now we are going to learn this one. So in Anandamante is reporting this sutta, "Thus have I heard. That time the Blessed One, Supreme Buddha, was living at Savatthi in Jetavanaram." You know Jetavanaram, Jeta's grove. Still you can go to that place and you can see that place, Supreme Buddha's preaching hall. And he was living in that place. Most of the 80% of his suttas he taught in that place. And also other important thing, Jetavanaram, Jeta's grove, Anathapindika's park, that all the Buddhas will preach in the same place. That's a phenomenon for the Buddhas. Now, then that time there's still that, if you go, that is ruined, that is koti, still you can see, and his preaching hall you can see. That all that time actually, number of bhikkhus were sitting in the assembly hall, where they had met together on returning from alms round after their meal. Because they used to go, that all the monks, they go for alms round with their bowl. After they came to that, after they had their meal, they came to that that assembly hall. Then they were discussing this one. So the discussion arose among them. "It is wonderful, friends. It is marvelous how mighty and powerful is the Tathagata." So they were discussing all these monks. "For he is able to know about Buddha of the past." Because Buddha taught them about the past Buddhas. In last 91 eons, because when we talk about Buddhas, we talk about from eons, not years. Eon is that is very long time. Once Buddha explained that some similes. Think about 10 kilometer long, 10 kilometer high, 10 kilometer wide. There's a steel box filled with sesame seeds. One person comes every 100 years, he will remove one seed out of the box. Then he will come again after 100 years. Likewise, time will come, the box will be empty. But still, the eons is not finished yet. That kind of long, long time. Then when we consider past 91 eons, only 7 Buddhas appeared in this world. Right, so, and Buddha taught this one. And so after that, they were discussing who attained the final Nibbana, they remove all the sufferings, they became Buddha, then they helped the world to enlighten. That for the Blessed One, their birth was thus, their names were thus. They knew all these things, all Buddhas. Our previous Buddha was the Kashyapa Buddha. And another Buddha, Konagamana Buddha. Before Konagamana Buddha, Kakusanda Buddha. Likewise, he told that their name was thus, their name, their clans were thus, their wisdom was thus, their abiding in attainments was thus, their deliverance was thus. Buddha taught all these things. Then all the monks were discussing all these things. When this was said, the Venerable Ananda told the bhikkhus that Anandamante was there, and he told the bhikkhus, friends, Tathagatas are wonderful and have wonderful qualities. Tathagatas are marvelous and have marvelous qualities. However, their discussions was interrupted for the Blessed One. So Blessed One is just closer to, he was staying in his kuti, he was meditating. So he woke up from his meditation, and the Buddha rose from the meditation when it was evening, went to the assembly hall and sat down on a seat made ready, because they prepared the seat for him, for the Buddha. Went to the assembly, then he addressed the bhikkhus thus, bhikkhus, for what discussion are you sitting together here now? He asked. He went to the assembly hall, he asked that which kind of discussion you were having, and what was your discussion that was interrupted. Sometimes Buddha used to go there and ask that he knew that what he was they were discussing, and he asked that. And sometimes he did not ask by knowing what their discussion is. Here, Venerable Sir, we were sitting in the assembly hall where we had met together on returning from our arms round after our meal. When this discussion arose among us, it is wonderful, friend, it is marvelous. So all these other Buddhas, it is wonderful their achievements, it is wonderful their deliverance. And when this was said, Venerable Sir, the Venerable Ananda said to us, friends, Tathagatas are wonderful and have wonderful qualities. Tathagatas are marvelous and have marvelous qualities. So this was our discussion, Venerable Sir, that was interrupted when the Blessed One arrived. They explained to the Buddha. When the Blessed One addressed the Venerable Ananda, that being so, Ananda, explained more fully the Tathagata's wonderful and marvelous qualities. Then the Supreme Buddha told the Anandamante, that is so, Ananda, Venerable Ananda, that is so, because all the Buddhas they have great marvelous qualities. All the Buddhas are equal qualities, but they are not equal from other human beings, other devas or gods. And then that time Anandamante said, I heard and learned this, Venerable Sir, from the Blessed One own lips. Mindful and fully aware, Ananda, Bodhisattva appeared in the Tusita heaven. So you know that before he became Buddha, we call Bodhisattva. So many of Bodhisattva, he is collecting good karma from every birth to be the Buddha. So his final, before he became Buddha, his final birth, he was born into Tusita heaven. What is the Tusita heaven? There are 6 heavenly worlds. That 4th heavenly world, Their one day is equal to our how many years? 400 years. Their one day is equal to 400 years. So, and likewise, their 30 days is 1 month, 12 months are 1 year. They live likewise 400 years, very long time. And so then Tusita Heaven, because that Bodhisattva was appeared mindful and full aware, the Bodhisattva appeared in the Tusita Heaven, because he knew that he was born there. Because usually that other heavenly beings in the same heavenly world, they will be born into your heavenly world, but they don't know until they were born. But however, Bodhisattva is not like that. They were fully aware and very mindful they were born. This I remember as a wonderful and marvelous quality of the Blessed One. Who is saying this one? Ananda Bhante is saying to Supreme Buddha, and I heard this one from your own lips. And I heard and learned from the Blessed One's own lips. Mindful and full aware, the Bodhisattva remained in the Tusita Heaven. So he lived there, Tusita Heaven, Bodhisattva. He was the chief of that heavenly world. He was the king for that heavenly world. That which is called Santusita Devaputta. That is the chief. And he lived for the there, Tusita Heaven, mindful, full aware, the Bodhisattva remained in the Tusita Heaven. This too I remember as a wonderful and marvelous quality of the Blessed One. That also marvelous and wonderful quality that he was living in the mind very mindfully. Because what happened, other heavenly beings in that same heavenly world, they are not always mindful, and they haven't lived mindfully, but Bodhisattva is something else, but he was very mindful. And also Ananda Bhante said further, I heard and learned this from Blessed One's own lips, from the whole of his lifespan, the Bodhisattva remained in the Tusita Heaven. This too I remember as a wonderful and marvelous qualities of the Blessed One. So Buddha lived, that time Bodhisattva lived, the entire lifespan in Tusita Heaven. How many years? That 400 heavenly years, right? Their one day is equal to our 400 years. And you can calculate how many human world years in Tusita Heaven, right? So then all the devas in that Tusita Heaven, they won't live entire lifespan. For example, in our case, right? Even though our lifespan is now in human world, that in Canada, 85 years, right? Average 85 years or 80 years. But people do not live, some people do not live entire that time. They die before that, maybe 50 years, 55 years, 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, 15 years, right? They die. The same thing in heavenly world. It is very rare that people in the human world, they will live 85 years, 90 years, right? And so also there is wonderful and marvelous quality that Bodhisattva had. He lived his lifespan in the Bodhisattva in that one. And also Ananda Bhante is saying that I heard and learned this from the Blessed One's own lips. Mindful and full aware, Bodhisattva passed away from the Tusita Heaven and descended into his mother's womb. He is full aware. He descended. He left that Tusita Heaven and he was born into mother's womb, that Queen Mahamaya's womb. This too I remember as a wonderful and marvelous quality of the Blessed One. And you know that all the devas, they came and invited him. You know that, so great sage, now this is the time you should be born into human world. Now this is the time, the time for the Buddha. And after that he observed something. He observed which place I should be born. That's which time period. He saw that better time period. That because there were no war in the world and people do that meritorious things. and that good time. And also he saw that which kind of mother I should be born. He saw that Queen Mahamaya, he is very virtuous. She was very virtuous. And also that the place, which country, it was India, which area, this northern part. And so then after that he saw that which kind of clan. He saw that King Suddhodana, Sakyan clan is the best one to be born. Then after that he, with mindfully, he descended from that heavenly world. And I heard and learned this from the Blessed One's own lips. Mindful and full aware, the Bodhisattva passed away from the Tushita heaven and descended into his mother's womb. This is too, I remember, as a wonderful and marvelous quality of the Blessed One. So usually when we conceived in the mother's womb, we are not fully aware of that. Right, so, and we, when we are born, we are not fully aware that we don't remember those things. But, so Bodhisattva, it is not the case. Right, they are full aware, then they were, he consumed in the mother's womb. And also Anandamante explained this one. I heard and learned this from the Blessed One's own lips. When the Bodhisattva passed away from the Tushita heaven and descended into his mother's womb, then the great immeasurable light surpassing the splendor of the gods appeared in the one in the world with its gods, its maras and its brahmas in the generation with its recluses and brahmins, with its princes and people. So what happened? As soon as he consumed his mother's womb, Queen Mahamaya, the great light appeared in this world. And even that great light appeared in the some place, we call that there is a hell, that you know that all the entire world system appeared this light, this 10,000 world systems. You know, in our world we call one world. We have one moon, one sun, and also we have one Indian continent, four great oceans, and we have heavenly world, we have hell, animal world, and ghost world. This one world systems. So there are 1,000 like this. In 1,000 world systems, there are 1,000 suns, 1,000 moons, then also 4,000 great oceans, and all these heavenly worlds, the 1,000. Then there's another 1,000 like this. That's called 2,000 middle world systems. That 2,000 means that how many world systems? 1,000 into 1,000, 1 million worlds. 1 million worlds means 1 million suns and moons. Then it is important to understand, because to understand this, what happened. And we, in our world systems like this, you know, our sun illuminated this world. And there's another world system illuminated that after that that light is over, another world system sun will start the lighting. And also another world system start lighting that way. That in when we consider three world systems, but it is same like that, when we keep that three place together, there's a small place, a small place that there is no touching each other. Likewise, the three world systems, when we consider, in between that one, there's no light, very, very dark. So, to explain more, think about that when we keep that three place like this, there's a space here, when you touch. The same light that all this light, the sun's light, will go to the circular way, that actually spear way, and those are touching each other. And but there's a small place that is called that Lokantarika hell. In that place, there's no light, and all the beings in this hell, they don't see each other. It's very, very dark. And when Buddha was, Bodhisattva was consumed in the mother's womb, the light will go to that place as well, that very dark place. Then all the beings in that place, they will understand, oh, there are some other beings as well, right? So, then, and also that 10,000 world system shook and quaked and trembled, all these 10,000 world systems. What is 10,000 world systems means? Our world system, like 1,000 is 1,000 world systems. There is 1,000 like another 1,000, like 2,000 world systems, another 1,000, like 3,000 world systems. So 3,000 world systems, how many suns and moons? 1,000 into 1,000 into 1,000, 1 and 9 zeros. Suns and moons, 3,000 world systems. Likewise, there are 4,000 world systems, 5,000 world systems, 6,000 world systems, 7,000 world systems, 8,000 world systems, 9,000 world systems, 10,000 world systems. When you consider how many suns and moons, how many Indian continents in these world systems? Altogether, 1 and 30 zeros. These kind of world systems. All this world, there was a very bright light when Buddha was, the Bodhisattva was consumed in the mother's womb. And this is called that Buddha's world systems. No, any other Buddhas will be born into these world systems. Only these world systems, Buddha will appear. Right? All the Devas and all the Brahmas in the other world system, they will come here to worship the Buddha and ask the questions. So we are fortunate to have in this kind of world system. That's why all the Devas or the heavenly beings, they call this one worthy world systems. And this is the world that, no other 10,000 world systems, there won't be any Buddhas, right? And that is also, marvelous and wonderful quality of the Buddha. And Anandabhante explained again, I heard and learned this from the Blessed One once only. When the Bodhisattva has descended into his mother's womb, four young deities came to guard him at the four quarters so that no humans or non-humans or anyone at all could harm the Bodhisattva or his mother. These two I remember as a wonderful and marvelous qualities of the Blessed One. So, there are some devas in charge for the four directions. Northern direction, eastern direction, southern direction and western direction. All these that they are king for the devas in that areas, they came and they guarded the mother, not to happen anything. And I heard and learned this from the Blessed One own lips. When the Bodhisattva had descended into his mother's womb, she became intrinsically virtuous, refrained from killing living beings, from taking what is not given, from misconduct in sensual pleasures. And what will happen to the mother? Well, the Bodhisattva, when he consumed in the mother's womb, she is always following five precepts, right? And that also excellent and marvelous quality of the Buddha. And also that Anandabhante explained more about that marvelous and wonderful quality of the Bodhisattva. So Buddha, when the Bodhisattva had descended into his mother's womb, no sensual thoughts arose in her concerning men. So his mother, there's no sensual thought about men, and she was inaccessible any man having a lustful mind. These two I remember as wonderful and marvelous quality of the Blessed One. This one also very wonderful, that nobody can access that that mother with the sensual thoughts. And also another one that I heard and learned this from the Blessed One own lips. When the Bodhisattva had descended into his mother's womb, she obtained five cords of sensual pleasures, because she has all these five sensual pleasures. She saw only the beautiful things. She heard not even harsh words. She heard only beautiful words. She smelled only beautiful things. She tasted the beautiful things. She touched only beautiful, sensual things. And so that also marvelous and wonderful quality for when Buddha conceived that the mothers, all these things. And I heard and learned this from the Blessed One own lips. When the Bodhisattva had descended into his mother's womb, no kind of affliction arose in her. She was blissful and free from bodily fatty. And we know that all the mothers, when they are going to deliver the baby, so when they were pregnant, they are fatty, they faint, right? But that the Queen's Mahamaya, She did not have any kind of this kind of disease. She was very healthy. And also that she could see the Bodhisattva inside the womb. And suppose that there's an example. Suppose a blue, yellow, red, white or brown thread were strung through the fine beryllium of purest water, 8 faceted, well cut, and a man with good sight were to take it in his hand and review it thus. So if there's any beryllium gem, so when you put the thread inside that gem, you can see that inside that gem very well. The same light that his mother, Bodhisattva's mother, could see the Bodhisattva inside. So he was always in the meditation posture, watching outside. And also that Anandabhante explained here, it is wonderful, and I heard from this one Supreme Buddha's, though 7 days after birth of the Bodhisattva, his mother died and reappeared in the Tusita heaven. Because when it is a phenomena, nobody will be born in the same womb when Bodhisattva was born for his final destination, final birth. So then his mother, she died after 7 days. She will be born into Tusita heaven, heavenly world. And also another wonderful and marvelous quality is, so all the women, they gave the birth, the child. So after 9 months or 10 months, but in Bodhisattva's case, exactly it is after 10 months. He was born after exactly 10 months, not even 9 months, not the early birth. And also another one, marvelous quality, that all the mothers, they gave that birth, sitting posture, lying down postures, the birth. But what happened? The Queen Mahamaya, she gave the birth only standing posture. When she was standing, she gave the birth to the Bodhisattva. That's also wonderful and marvelous quality, which is not equal with other people, and that is only for the Bodhisattvas. And also Anandamante explained, I heard from only from Supreme Buddha. And so when he was born, that not human beings will touch that. All the gods will get to their hands, and after that they give that baby to to her mother. So that also marvelous and wonderful quality. And another one he explained, when the Bodhisattva came forth from his mother's womb, he did not touch the earth. The four young goats received him and set him before his mother, saying, so that all the four goats, they receive that baby, and they give the baby to that four his mother, and it is that rejoice, queen, a son of great power has been born to you. This too I remember as a wonderful and marvelous quality of the Blessed One. That's also very wonderful and marvelous quality for the Blessed One. And also Anandabhante explained further, and when the Bodhisattva came from his mother's womb, he came from unsoiled. So that there's no any blood or pus attached to that body. He was very pure. It is same like when you put that gem or that into the cloth, when you open that one, that nothing is touching the cloth, or nothing is from the cloth touching the gem. It's like a pure. He came with without any dirt. The Bodhisattva was born, and the same time two jets appeared. The one jet is cold water, another jet is hot water, to give the give a shower to that Bodhisattva and his mother. It is said that after 1,000 years, Buddha attained Parinibbana, one of the monk went to this place, this birthplace, and he saw that these two jets still there, it was there, And now we cannot see that anymore. That it was a Chinese monk. He went there, he observed all these places. He saw that two jets still there, the hot water and cold water. That is after thousand years. And also other wonderful and marvelous qualities that Bodhisattva, as soon as he was born, he stepped seven steps to the northern side, and he used to say, "I am the highest in the world, I am the best in the world, I am the foremost in the world." And so I saw that even the Europe recently, one of the baby, he was born, he walked, right? Did you see that video? You can Google and you can see. You know, some people say that we don't you know, they trust this one, and see that he was walking as soon as he was born. And but the nurse holding his hand, but in this case, nobody is holding that. He steps seven steps to the northern side, and he raises one finger and he said, "I am the chief of them all. This is my last birth." This is a phenomena for the all the bodhisattvas, those who are going to be Buddhas. It is common for all the Buddhas. And Andamante further said, "I heard and learned this from the Blessed One on lips. When the Bodhisattva came from his mother's womb, then great immeasurable light surpassing the splendor of the gods, and also as soon as the Bodhisattva was born, that great light will appear in the 10,000 world systems, and even that lokantarika hell, that interval, that there's a hell interval in the world, they will see each other, because that there are other beings in this world. And also there's a terrible noise will appear in this world, 10,000 world systems. And also, and when these things said by the by Anandamante, and so our Supreme Buddha said, that is, that being so Ananda, remember these two as a wonderful and marvelous quality of Tathagata, here Ananda. Now, the Anandamante said to the Buddha, because he learned from the Buddha, and he said to the Buddha, and because this is the great things I heard from the Buddha. And after that he said, the Supreme Buddha taught him, "Here Ananda, for the Tathagata, you know, that being so Ananda." So Buddha, Supreme Buddha approved that, okay, that is true, that whatever you said is true, that you learned from me. And remember these two as a wonderful and marvelous quality of the Tathagata, "Here Ananda, for the Tathagata feelings are known as they arise, as they are present, as they disappear." So when any feeling for the Supreme Buddha, when they arise, he is very well aware of that one. When it is existing, he is well aware. When is he passing away, he is well aware. Any perception are known as they arise, as they are present, as they disappear. Thoughts are known as they arise, as they present, as they disappear. So the Buddhas, the thought, perception and feeling, they are well known. Buddha is well known. Remember these two, Ananda, as a wonderful and marvelous quality of the Tathagata. So then after that, Anandamante remembered that one, that also as a marvelous and marvelous quality. Venerable Sir, since for the Blessed One, feelings are known as they arise, as they present, as they disappear. Perception are known as they arise, as they present, as they disappear. Thoughts are known as they arise, as they present, as they disappear. These two I remember as a wonderful and marvelous quality of the Buddha. So this was, that is what the Venerable Ananda said. The teacher approved, the bhikkhu were satisfied and delighted in the Venerable Ananda's words. So then, when we consider that the Bodhisattvas, we learn that the great, marvelous and, you know, that excellent qualities of the Buddha's life, because they, with mindfully, they appeared in the Tushita heaven. Very mindfully, they lived in that, that Tushita heaven. They lived entire lifespan. And after that, they descended from the heavenly world, is very mindfully. And they consume the mother's womb very mindfully. And also, immeasurable light will appear in the 10,000 world systems. That's also excellent and marvelous qualities. And the mother who is having that bodhisattva, she is always following five precepts. Any man cannot make him that with the same sensual desires. And she used to get all these comfortable environment. She saw that good things. She heard good things. She smelled, taste, and tangibles. All everything is good. And also when Supreme Buddha, the Gautama Siddhartha was in the belly, she could see, penetrated this the belly. That's also excellent and marvelous qualities. When then he was born, then and also that his mother did not have any kind of painful feeling, any fatigue. That's also excellent and marvelous qualities. When she gave the birth, that was a standing posture. She gave the birth. That's also excellent and marvelous qualities. And also when Bodhisattva was born, that again there's a the huge light appeared in the 10,000 world systems. That also excellent and marvelous qualities. When Buddha was Bodhisattva was born, and all the gods received him. After that, they give to the mother, and he steps 7 steps to the northern side, raising one finger, and he said, "I am the chief of the world. This is my last birth." That's also excellent and marvelous quality of the Buddha. And these are all these things, and also that his mother passed away after 7 days he was born. That's also the excellent and marvelous qualities of the Buddha, the Bodhisattvas, when they were born in their final birth. So then, by listening all these things, may all of us be fortunate to develop our unshakable confidence in the Buddha and understand Buddha. And may all of us be fortunate to understand Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.